Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, again, for what it's worth, hey, it's all about these debates that are coming up next week. Kate Delaney at the helm here of America Tonight. Let's start with Donald Trump and the fact that, okay, for what it's worth, yes, indeed, Donald Trump, once again, this time it's a Reuters poll, has doubled up on everybody else. Jeb Bush is hanging around. I mean, he's in this thing just like 15 others. He will be on the stage with Trump next week for that first Republican debate. And needless to say, if you care about the country, you can watch the debate because it's going to be interesting to hear what the answers are to some of the big, bad, burning questions we all have. And we know what they are. What will the responses be to the pipeline, the Keystone pipeline, to Obamacare, immigration woes, and the list goes on and on and on. The Middle East, the Iran deal. I think the timing of this couldn't be better. So the Republicans have got their work cut out for them as Hillary Clinton continues to gain more momentum. There will be a hearing about Benghazi, another one, and she's agreed to testify and guaranteed she'll be drilled, but she knows that and she understands the verbal jumping jacks of politics. October 22nd, they agreed to a date. She'll be asked about emails. She'll be asked about all kinds of things. Will anything come out of that that will burn her? I'm going to say the Clintons are like Teflon. They know how to dance around it. Being a lawyer, they know how to use those skills. She knows how to use those skills for sure. In the meantime, gaining some traction as she continues to hit a couple of different areas in Iowa and in New Hampshire to continue to gain that momentum as we get ready in 6 months to swing into 2016. Tom Brady has most of the population saying he's a cheetah and that he should have gotten the four-game suspension. And the commissioner was smart to uphold that four-game suspension. But not everybody happy as the Patriots opened their training camp. This whole thing about whether Tom Brady deflated the balls, knew exactly what was happening, is the question that continues to hang out there. Here's what Patriot owner Robert Kraft, who I think was blindsided, didn't think he was going to have to serve the four games, had to say in a very terse, quick statement at training camp.
I was wrong to put my faith in the league.
There you go. I was wrong. And remember, he stepped away and said, we'll take the fine, that's it, no problem. He didn't say much about it. And now with the Brady thing, he is on fire, as is Tom Brady. Tom Brady also furious with the outcome of, you know, what has happened as a result of the appeal, which was a 10-hour appeal. The commissioner, and what they're saying from the NFL, is he destroyed his phone. He destroyed all of the data that was in the phone. Everything that was there, he got rid of it. That was a cover-up. Basically, so there was no way they were not going to stick with the four-game suspension. So how about that? Deflategate. I know there's a joke in there. What did Deflategate and Donald Trump have in common? When you find out the answer, send it to me, americatonight.net. So we've got the Iran deal being bounced around in the next 60 days. The clock is ticking on that, but there's going to be a five-week break. There is a five-week break on the Hill. the month of August, everybody's gone. And then they come back and jump into whatever it is going on, which from A to Z, there are a ton of things that are happening. But Iran front and center, you have the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Martin Dempsey, saying that he thinks the sanctions shouldn't have been lifted, that he didn't say they had to be, that they shouldn't have been connected, and that he didn't say this was an either-or deal. If you don't cut the deal with Iran, it means war. Somehow he was quoted as saying that, and he wasn't happy about it. He wanted to make clear to everybody, I did not say that. I did not use those words, war or sign the Iran deal, because the Iran pact is not looking too good. It's not looking too good because every day there's another shoe that drops. Oh, we want to take our own soil samples. Oh, we want 24 days notice before you come over to inspect one of our plants. Oh, we want this and we want that. Lots of demands suddenly from mighty Iran. The Congress going over the pact for 60 days does nothing but create more of a kerfunkle. That's my made-up word, kerfunkle. Over what's happened, because they know and are seeing the shortcomings of it, that it's a non-binding kind of thing anyway. Somebody else new could come in, and which will happen in the presidency, and that whole thing could change. It could change. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, dumb things. In fact, that's coming up next. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. We'll talk about it. Also, Minai Tafari defending a man with five kids who will go on trial for murder in November. But is the physical evidence there? And was there a rush to convict? Plus, what's trending on Twitter? It is all about the 140-character world. What are people saying on Twitter? Stories are breaking on Twitter. People are making news on Twitter. It's kind of crazy. And then there's Periscope on Twitter. We're going to do the show next week, a couple of shows for at least a segment on Periscope, so you can see what that's like. It's pretty cool, actually. It's pretty fun. So not all technology is nasty. In fact, technology can be fun, interesting, and keeps us connected. The problem is the abuse of technology. And there is a lot of abuse of technology. Just look around you. Everybody's head is down. When was the last time you noticed a lot of people looking up? I do this little experiment when I leave, especially when I'm out someplace that's cavernous, there's a lot of people walking around, and that's what I see. Could be anywhere from 8 years old to 60 years old to 70 years old. People are just buried in their phones. In one way, it's good. In another way, it's terrible. If there's less conversation going on. And it seems that way to me. Seems like there's less conversation going on. The conversation continues to flow here. You can be a part of it. 855-266-5283. Would you vote for Donald Trump?
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Two, three, four. Ooh, 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 ooh. Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh, ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh, ooh. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. There's a big black car that looked this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No.
Yes, indeed. A lot of people love this segment. It's a lot of fun, too, because we need a break from all the nonsense of the politics. We know we hate the tsunami out of D.C. We're tired of the same old thing. We wish there was a better way. We know that we can fight for a better way if we let our voices be heard, blah, blah, blah. And I think it's important, and that's the reason why I did America Tonight. Because I was tired of the same old thing, and I still am. But because we live in a free country, and those who have fought have no accounting for what our taste is and what we do with our time, right? But I think we can all relate to dumb things, because we all do dumb things now and then. Tired mistakes, silly mistakes, whatever. And you have really responded. If you've done something dumb, you can always send it to me, americatonight.net. On that note, let's go to dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dum, 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 dum.
Homeowners buy surge protectors to protect their possessions from unexpected surges of what? Electric current, water flow, air pressure, buyer's remorse.
I will say B, water flow, final answer. Wait.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Bill in Nebraska goes first. He says, Kate, I love dumb things. I have a very long list, but you have a short amount of time. Pretty soon, the holidays will be coming up because we're almost into August. One time, my wife allowed me to be in charge of the turkey dinner for Thanksgiving. I was proud of myself. I had everything pre-made. My daughter helped me. They were all running in the local Thanksgiving Day 5K race, and I was holding down the fort. Put the turkey in the oven. They were going to be gone for hours as they were going to stop by her mother's, etc. Thought I was doing well, had my coffee, had it going on, sister. And then I realized about 5 hours into it that, in fact, I had not had the oven turned on. Needless to say, and I've heard others talk about blunders in the kitchen, it turned out to be the worst Thanksgiving ever. P.S. We had turkey for the day after Thanksgiving, but had pizza on Thanksgiving. You know what? If you have a good attitude and you didn't have people coming over, you could say, hey, we're going to have a movie-thon. Let's watch our favorite movies and eat pizza instead. Oh, when you're craving turkey and, oh, it's Thanksgiving and the whole thing and that happens. There are a lot of turkey faux pas, though. There are. With ovens and undercooking, not checking the turkey to make sure it's thawed, that whole thing. I mean, there's so many things that can happen with a turkey. That's why so many people say, forget it, I'm just going to go out and eat it someplace else. But I think there's nothing like a home-cooked turkey meal. Thanksgiving may be my favorite, just with people around and the whole thing about Thanksgiving. So, yeah, I feel you, Bill. That would be so depressing to say that, too. Oh, that'd be the worst, wouldn't it? Honey, thanks for letting me do the turkey thing while you were out. But guess what? I forgot to turn on the oven. So dinner will be ready at midnight because we had a big family. All right, more dumb things. How about this one from Sweetness? I love that name. Sweetness. And Sweetness says, hi, America Tonight, all of you listeners. I think some of you can relate to this, perhaps. But I made a big mistake. When I went to get groceries and I was really exhausted, I probably got about 5 bags of groceries. Problem is, my mind got distracted. I got home and I left them all in the trunk. It was an extremely hot day, and it included things like eggs and milk and ice cream. Try getting ice cream out of your trunk when you're tired, don't give a rip, and you've ruined the groceries. Oh, it was awful. Yeah, that would be awful. I totally relate to what you're saying, though, about exhausted, and then this accident happened. Clean it up. So now you have to clean up not just a few things. It had to be a pain. Yeah. So it becomes an even bigger deal. Ugh. And you're dragging yourself to make yourself do it. Bad memories of that. All right, here's one from Jack who says, Kate, in my state, they charge us a nickel for plastic bags when you go to the grocery store. So I do bring my own bags. The problem is I bring them to the car, but I forget them every single time when I go into the grocery store. I think it is a dumb thing. Does anybody else have the same problem? I can tell you how long I remember about the bag situation. They charge us a nickel where I am. They don't charge you a nickel. But you have all these bags, all these cotton-picking bags in the sides of your door and everything else so that you can get the groceries, and then you end up with the plastic bags. And I cannot tell you how many times I've done it. It's almost cause for celebration. I expect the band to be playing when I walk into my local Tom Thumb or Albertsons because I actually remembered my bags. It is a bad feeling. It is a dumb thing, too. Because you have your bags right there, so you should remember. Oh, yeah, my bags. Yeah, my bags. All right, this one from Lucifer. Kate, I've heard you talk about golf before. I'm a huge golf fan, but I cannot tell you why this is, But so often I leave my clubs all over the course. I forget when I hit a putt or a chip, somebody else goes, and then I forget the club, but usually somebody brings it up to me. I have to tell you about my latest round. I went out, I was doing the same thing, forgetting, leaving a putter here or there, leaving a chipper, leaving all kinds of clubs. And then I retraced my steps in trying to get them back. I ran upon one man who must have liked my putter because he refused to give it back and said it was his. How can you argue about a putter that was pristine looking, had no initials on it, and he made a valid point? Right? I keep trying to tell myself that. Yeah, it's not good to, you know, you leave enough things out and around, and especially clubs, eventually somebody's going to take control of them. And hopefully they'll find you, but it's tough, especially if you only played the course a few times. It's not your home course. Oh, that's brutal. I have done that. I did that at the Bob Hope place in the desert in Palm Springs. They have really good deals in the winter. It's like 2 for 1. It's amazing. And I forgot clubs on different holes. I don't know what was going on that day, but I had a hard time focusing. Wait, there's no clubs. I get to the 18th hole. There's no clubs in my bag. Oh, so I'm going to have to hit it with a putter. You got to be kidding me. So that is pretty dumb. One more. This one from Alec, who says, Kate, the dumbest thing I ever did was I had the crazy glue, and it just didn't seem like it was working on my model. I pushed, I tried, I cajoled it, everything, and finally it did stick, but it also stuck my hands together, and no joke, I was scared to death. It was very hard to separate my hands from the Gorilla glue. Kind of a lesson in there about doing the glue thing and the scissor thing, which I was very, very fond of, but I dumped them, the product, all over myself, and that's not a great reputation. It was hard for me to shake that from other speakers who were busting my chops over it. Yeah, here's the thing. Usually with dumb things, and here's how you know it's a really dumb thing, because the people around you remember, oh, yeah, that's the guy that had to run out and get the equipment. Oh, yeah, that's the guy that called in at the last second and decided X, Y, Z. Yeah, it's rough. All right, stay with us. More coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
To explore you, I would love.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight we have Manai Tafari with us. He's an attorney who is involved in a very big case in New York. I'm going to jog everyone's memory. Do you remember the story of Nick Hillary? He's the father of five kids whose life has really been toppled since 2011. There was a 12-year-old boy, Garrett Phillips, who was killed, who lost his life, and Nick Hillary is charged with murdering the 12-year-old inside the Phillips home. Phillips was found strangled and suffocated. Now, here's the other part to this, and Manai will talk more about this, but a police lieutenant and a former police chief said under oath that there was no evidence tying the former Clarkson University soccer coach, Nick Hillary, to the killing of the 12-year-old boy, but yet this case continues to go on and on and on, and all of this balancing act, think of 2011, has been in the wind since then. So Manai Tafari is a New York City-based criminal defense attorney specializing with parole issues and immigration law. And it's interesting because Tafari himself knows what this is like, born and raised in rural Jamaica. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate the time. This story did get a lot of publicity. What's the latest? What's happening now here with Nick?
Well, the latest is that Mr. Hillary is currently in Potsdam, New York. He's basically living in a community that has been poisoned against him for the last 4 years. Now, just a little background on this case. This case took place in October of 2011, and immediately within an hour of this crime being committed, police officers were already at Mr. Hillary's home. Now, what should also be known is that Mr. Hillary has two alibi witnesses who place him elsewhere during the time of the crime. Also, police found DNA evidence on the victim, actually under the victim's fingernail, that they tested against Mr. Hillary's DNA, and it did not match. So if we take the police officer's word and we take the actual forensic DNA reports, science has already exonerated Mr. Hillary. Mr. Hillary's two alibi witnesses have already exonerated Mr. Hillary, but yet this case is scheduled to go to trial on November 30th.
Yeah, so you as an attorney, and you look at this, wow, and as you said, in November, what do you have to do here? There has to be, you have to be a little bit nervous about this if you look at the potential here for the jurors and the balancing, like I said, the balancing act that is now what's happened to him.
Correct. Well, in a case like this, you can either become jaded or you could be inspired. And I believe that people of good conscience everywhere understand that this cannot happen. There is police videotape that was taken of Mr. Hillary the day after this murder. And in the affidavit that was used to secure a search warrant for Mr. Hillary, the police officer stated that Mr. Hillary had a significant limp the day after the murder, and they used the videotape to say this. However, this videotape is posted on truthfornickhillary.com, and anyone could go there and view the videotape for themselves and see that not only does Mr. Hillary not have a significant limp, he has no limp at all. And the point I'm trying to make here is that if Mr. Hillary goes to trial based on fabricated evidence, you will have a fabricated verdict. And that's why we're calling for people of good conscience to really take a look at this case and see for yourself what's really going on here.
Yeah, so as you say that people of good conscience, how do you do that? Obviously, you come on shows like this one, but what else do you do to rattle the roofs and sort of raise the volume on this story? Because as you know, we live in a 140-character world, and people are zooming all over the place, and it's easy to have that get lost in the middle of everything that's going on.
Well, that is correct, and that's why we encourage people to go to truthfornickhillary.com. There's a whole lot more about this case, but if you go to truthfornickhillary.com, you will see ways in which you can help. Mr. Hillary personally is a Christian. He's only requested that people pray for him. However, we understand that for this fight, we will need a little bit more than prayers. So there are ways that the public can help, the public can get involved and support this man, because he is an innocent man. And what the takeaway from this is that if this can happen to Mr. Hillary, this can happen to you, and this can happen to your son or your daughter. And when someone has two alibi witnesses and there's no physical evidence connecting them to a crime, they should not be charged with murder in the United States of America.
We're speaking with Minai Tafari, and he is a criminal defense attorney. We're talking about Nick Hillary's case, which comes up to trial in November. What has this done to his family? I briefly mentioned that he's got five children.
He does. He actually has three children under the age of five. He has a five-year-old boy and also two-year-old twins. As far as they're concerned, it's a little bit easier because I don't believe they grasp the ugliness of what's going on. However, he does have a daughter who's 18 years old and a son who's 14. And during their formative years, they've had to live in a community that thinks their father is a murderer. And rumors that have been spread about him have caused his children to be bullied in school. His daughter actually received a scholarship to Clarkson University, where he was a former coach. And that scholarship was taken away as soon as her father was charged. So this has affected more than just Mr. Hillary. It's affected young children here, and I think that's a very sad part of the story. And the saddest part of the story is that a young boy died, and there's no justice for him.
Yeah, and that was my next question. So has it just been, okay, this is the guy, we're going to go through this trial process, and this case is done because we've got our guy, he was charged, etc., and we're not looking at anything else?
Well, that's a big part of it, actually. The police found their man, and then they attempted to figure out the facts to make it fit, as opposed to going where the facts lead you. Now, on truthfornickhillary.com, you will see much more information on this case, and you will see that there were other suspects who work in law enforcement who actually participated in the investigation of this case. And once people realize that, you understand that there's something going on here that's quite ugly and quite unfortunate and unjust.
Yeah, when you go back again and you look at this, and one thing that we should mention is when you look at Nick Hillary, he has a civil rights lawsuit pending against the Potsdam Police Department that was initiated, 2.5 years or something before
that? That is
correct. And do you think that has anything to play into this, because before he was charged with the murder?
Well, immediately when this murder took place, Mr. Hillary's face was leaked in newspapers to the public. And I believe when Mr. Hillary did his civil rights lawsuit, he was basically coming out to say, look, I did not do this, and I'm going to fight to protect my good name. Now, it should be understood that the district attorney that was in office for 6 years before this murder took place did not bring Mr. Hillary's case to a grand jury. She looked at the case, and I would assume there's no evidence tying Mr. Hillary, so it wasn't brought. The current DA ran for office based entirely on this unsolved murder. And the current DA stated that she would arrest and charge the perpetrator before she even got into office. And within 5 months of this district attorney assuming office, she took a grand jury out on Mr. Hillary. So this has been a political case from the get-go. Political careers have been made on this case, and people are looking to further political careers by convicting an innocent man.
Yeah, Manai, as you said, the thing that's scary here is for people listening across the country, certainly there's people in the Northeast that hear America Tonight, but for other people listening, the scary thing here is what you said, is that there was no DNA evidence, none of that stuff, nothing that could connect him, no physical evidence to, sadly, the boy's tragic death, and then somebody else is also roaming around. And if this could happen to him, as you're saying, this could happen to anyone, and that's the scary thing, isn't it?
Correct. And I would just also add, because it's a very important thing to understand, this indictment, the murder indictment, has previously been dismissed. And in the first dismissal, which is also available on truthinthekillery.com, the judge cited that the prosecutor used her own opinion and poisoned the grand jury in order to get the first indictment. So this case has already been dismissed against Mr. Hillary, but undeterred, this prosecutor, who understands that her political career is based on this case, brought another indictment against Mr. Hillary, and that is the case that will be going to trial in November. But again, if people really look at this case and not take my word for it, but actually go and do their own research and trust science, trust DNA evidence, trust fingerprint evidence, and trust an alibi that's been threatened with charges himself and will not change his story. When you take all these facts into consideration, you understand that an innocent man is being framed for the death of an innocent boy.
Yeah, Manai, last one. Since you're working so closely, obviously you're working on the case as Nick's federal criminal attorney, how are his spirits during this whole thing? Because this has gone on for so long.
It's gone on quite long, and Mr. Hillary is a very spiritual person. He's a Christian. He attends church every Sunday, and he's being prosecuted by the biggest county in New York, but he understands that when truth is on your side, you could stand against the universe, and he's undaunted in his stand for justice, and he also understands that by this fight, he has the ability to help other people who will be similarly situated and who don't have lawyers and who don't have the resources he has or the platform he has to fight this injustice.
Yeah. All right, good luck with your case, and certainly we'll send people there and we'll keep an eye on it and have you back on. Manai Tafari, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No matter what it is that you're up to, you whip your head. I don't care if you're man, but you can't see the phone. I don't need to know about all that that you pull. I don't like reading your Twitter statuses. Hanging with my man, you know his joke is the fattest.
Ah, you gotta love it. What's trending? What's happening in the 140-character world? Well, we're here to tell you. Lots is trending on Twitter, including the saga that has become Tom Brady. Tom Brady and Deflategate. Now it's essentially over, unless they take it to court, which Tom Brady could certainly do. Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, is furious over what was the final decision. And the final decision was that the 4 games suspension would stand. Yep, so the 4 games stands. How about that? The other thing that is trending on Twitter is the Australian Deputy Prime Minister is set to talk about the discovery of the debris in the Western Indian Ocean. Remember the flight that was missing for so long, 2014? They think they found the wing. They're going to MH370, and they're going to talk about finding this MH370. the other things that are trending on Twitter. And it is funny, as the song said, some of the things that people talk about are crazy. While news breaks and reactions happen, there's also, really ridiculousness, I suppose, that comes out of the Twitter sphere, too, as well. And it's how so many, though, will find out what's happening. Because it's just 140 characters. I mean, that's what it is. And if you want to tweet us, it's Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk, just like that. I do like the fact that it is immediate, you know? So in other words, boom, whatever's happening, it's out there. You got it. The Lion, Cecil the Lion, got a lot of attention on Twitter. In fact, that's how the name of the dentist in Minnesota was revealed. Here's a couple of the things that I picked up from Twitter. His name was Walter Palmer, by the way, the American dentist. This one from Ryan: stop poaching in memory of Cecil. Get your shirts today. Partial proceeds donated to the Wild Crew for Animal Advocacy. There's a lot of that commerce going on. Then there is Dave, a.k.a. Dave, who says, this is the only way you should shoot an animal, at Cecil the Lion. And if you go to the, if you click on the hashtag, it's just a picture, shooting, meaning shooting for photography, not shooting the actual lion. How about this from Animal Rye? What Cecil the Lion's death can teach us about empathy. Does a name make a life more valuable? Mark says, news like Cecil the Lion being killed makes me sick. Looks like the dentist now knows how it feels to be scared and hunted. The Pen says, this is a rugby account, but this is close to my heart. The killing of animals for sport must stop. And then the list goes on and on and on. Here's one more. Ivan says, why couldn't that small sacked dentist shoot somebody else instead? Mugabe instead of Cecil the Lion would have been doing the world a favor. Wow. Entertainment Tonight: stars like Selma Hayek and Tippi Hedren are outraged over Cecil the Lion. Yeah. There's going to be more conversation about the whole big game thing, I think, as a result of that. But trending on Twitter in the 140-character world, yeah, that got a ton of attention. And, of course, it would get a lot of attention because there was so much play about it and the whole big game hunting thing and the fact that, you know, on the land, on the supposed protected land with the collar, but it didn't. You know, in the end, it didn't matter because Cecil still was hunted down that way, sadly, right? Hunted down. All right, here is some of the other things. You know, in the Twitter world, what happens is the hashtags become so important, right? The hashtags. Because people follow the hashtags. So one of the hashtags that I happen to see is Harry Potter books. And it was hashtag Harry Potter books. New Harry Potter books. Made me think how many people have read Harry Potter and how many haven't. It seems to be either or. How about this? Stacy says, when you realize the new Harry Potter books are what they are, it isn't what you thought. Harry Potter, and tell me why you would do that to us at New Harry Potter Books. Then the this one from Jackie: Harry Potter and the Half-Blood, Half-Prince, and New Harry Potter Books, a shame. Then there is this one from Lando. It says, Harry Potter dies at the end of the new Harry Potter books. Then there's this one. Realizing that the new Harry Potter books isn't actually about new Harry Potter books is disappointing. And finally, this one, Harry Potter and the boarding of Flight 394. Oh, so depressing if you think about it in one fell swoop. And this hashtag got me very excited for nothing. So that is the explanation of the hashtags. People put out hashtags, and they're clever the way the hashtags are, and people follow the hashtags. But for some reason, people thought that the new Harry Potter books meant new Harry Potter books. It's just people being silly. And the so that's what they were led to believe. People who were nutty for Harry Potter, unfortunately, were disappointed by what they got when they followed the thread and instead were, you know, instead realized it was much ado about nothing. There was not new Harry Potter books. See, so that goes to the whole thing of people who were nutty for Harry Potter or people who have no clue what you're talking about when you say the thing about Harry Potter. And I think that, shows that, illustrates it there because of the fact that there were so many people that were rabid, they would follow anything. Let me see, what is it? Let me find out. Okay, besides Cecil, besides the fake Harry Potter thing, Donald Trump is also getting a lot of play in the Twitter sphere, not surprisingly for almost anything that he says, but especially what he said about the female lawyer, calling the female lawyer disgusting, and because she wanted to take a break in the deposition to breast pump. So that raised up the red flags in a lot of different directions. There were people who were upset with Trump saying that this was a natural thing, and then there were other people who thought it was ridiculous that she wanted to take a break because of the breast pumping thing and felt like it was wrong. Like this one from Eldon, who says, breast pump, no way. Rock on, Trump. Then this one last one. This one from JoJo. Trump was right. Pump your milk at home. We don't want to see him. Wow. Basically, Trump came back to explain, couldn't you just accuse yourself to a private office or restroom or something else? Period. Thanks for listening. You know what to do. Go to AmericaTonight.net if you have any thoughts on the show. Thanks.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.